In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Stock up. I guess I lied. It's somewhat adjacent to the Chiefs.
But it's not about the Chiefs themselves.
Stock up our January and February trips out of MCI and destinations in Florida and in the Caribbean, and schedules opening up for people to go on trips in January and February, specifically Super Bowl weekend. That's what is up.
I think I might go to a bar to watch the Super Bowl.
No, that's
for the
terrible.
First time in years and years and years. Maybe go out in public, or maybe go to a friend's house or something, you know? You and I have been either at the game or watching these things in a way that's not exactly like friendly in the like normal fans.
Yeah, where do I want to watch Matthew Stafford win another ring? Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. No. Where Stock is definitely up on those trips, though.
Where are the flights going? Galveston?
Won't be Galveston. Maybe they're going to the Bahamas.
Is that where they should
maybe
be
Cancun.
Sent
Galveston. Cancun, they can join some players that won't be in the playoffs this year, too.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. My my stock up is on new good reasons to vote for Hall of Fame in a silly way. Jeff Kent got announced as a senior award winner for the Hall of Fame. So he's officially in. I want to remind you, and this is like, it's the silliness of it that makes it so funny. Jeff Kent owes his entire Hall of Fame career to the 5 years he got a hit behind Barry Bonds. His entire war collection of when he was one of the better players in baseball gold is when he hit behind Barry Bonds. Man got into the Hall of Fame. So congrats to Jeff Kent for taking advantage of being a Hall of Famer before the guy who made him a Hall of Famer. And I get the cheating and all the other stuff. And we don't have to get into the reasons why you and I would do it different. But Jeff Kent, this is the problem with the Hall of Fame. Drew, if I went to the Hall of Fame and I wanted to learn about the history of baseball, I don't ever need to know that Jeff Kent played baseball. I do need to know that Barry Bonds played baseball.
You want to know something? I'll be totally honest. You said Jeff Kent. I was like, what Hall of Fame are we talking about? This goes to show you my...
But you know who Barry Bonds is, right?
Well, yeah.
It actually sums up my point perfectly. Thanks, Drew.
What did you think Jeff Kent did for a living?
Oh, so tires, dude. Jeff Kent.
I did see his name pop up, though. Jeff Kent made the Hall of Fame. And I was like, oh, cool. I just kind of kept scrolling. Probably it could have been hockey. I don't know. Or I don't know. Shout out to Jeff, though, man.
You know?
This goes to show you my
shout
lack of
I have no problem with Jeff Kent getting in. It's a joke when we know that, and everybody has a differing opinion about the steroid era, but when you see that, like, obviously Bonds and Clemens and those guys aren't getting in. Heck, I think Don Mattingly should be in the Hall of Fame as well. He was also part of this group, this cycle or whatever. So
I'm glad it could help prove your point, Cody. You know, I'm glad.
Yeah, Jeff Kent. You absolutely proved my point.
My stock up is not for a Jeff, it's for a Kurt. Kurt Cignetti. Stock is as high as it ever has been. That man's the best coach in college football.
He might be hard to argue right now.
He led an Indiana team that has that their best record in program history was 8-4 to the Big Ten championship game, and then beat Ohio State, the Ohio State, in said Big Ten title game. And he didn't even smirk as he was walking across to shake the hand of Ryan Day. He is a stone cold killer, and has led one of the best turnarounds in sports history, not just college football.
I legitimately give him a ton of credit. That introductory press conference, it was the most arrogant thing I've almost ever seen out of a coach. When he stood at that podium and said, "I win, Google me," and just told the rest of the room, "You know why they chose me? I win." And he's got him as the number one team in the college football playoff. Damn.
How do you sell your vision of your culture? I mean, what's the...
Who are you talking about? The high school guys, the transfers? Who?
All of the above. I mean, how do you...
It's pretty simple. I win. Google me.
If they win the national title, they need to get him a chain. They need to buy him a chain that says, Google me.
My goodness.
That he can wear. Unbelievable.
Few other honorable mentions for stock up. I agree. Text line Darren Peterson. That's true. He definitely lived up to the high plate and the KU win over Mizzou. All right. Stock down bowl games. One, we've always known there's too many of these to begin with. But this year, and the way the college football playoff played out, and team after team after team, including Iowa State and KU and K-State and Notre Dame and a few others that all saying,
all of them,
we don't need to play in the bowl game. These are a joke. I understand they're sponsors, and that's why we have them, and these bowl directors make way too much money and stuff. It's absurd. We bowl games are heading down. I think in the next 5 years, we're going to have major consolidation with bowl games. They don't mean a damn thing.
Stock up for my kids. Screen time. Getting ready to go way up.
Hold on.
Wife is out of town for the next 4 days, and I have 30
stock up or stock
finals
down.
Up. Or down, sorry. Stock up. Screen time management. My apologies.
Okay.
Screen time management.
I was like, hey, I'm going
to stock down my screen time management. I have to grade 30 finals this week, and my wife's out of town. They're about to find some time on the Nintendo.
Uncle Drew, you want to go over there and help him out?
Uh-huh. Yeah, come on. Come hang out with the kids for a little bit.
At this point, Kramer is more associated with your house than any of us are.
He's familiar with the house, but, you like kids, Drew? Will you play a board game? You play some Monopoly?
Kids really into the Dude Perfect game, or
I don't know. There's a couple of others. The Best Friend game. You guys could play that. We could play that. You want to play that Friday on Fan Club? Play the Best Friend game and see if we know each other better, and Carrington and Rob know each other.
We could do that.
I think I'm down for that. I'm down for that.
That'd be fun. Just one quick round of the Best Friend game. You know? They're getting ready to Nintendo. Playtime's up. Caring about it down.
Mm. My stock down is for the Shedeur Sanders haters. He had the first 300 yard game, I believe Dusty said, since 1949 yesterday.
For a Browns quarterback?
Yes.
Okay. That can't be right. I am
whatever. They might be. Their Browns quarterbacks stink.
Maybe 300 yard, three touchdown.
No, I think it was 300 yards straight up. I'm surprised. But anyways, it doesn't matter because the point still goes the same. Shedeur is proving the haters wrong. I will say Mel Kiper's got to be feeling a little bit better than all of us after he just lost it in April time and time again as Shedeur kept falling. Kevin Stefanski said he's going to be the starter for the rest of the season, which is the right decision, I would say. But also him being able to prove that he can make more throws on a regular basis, I feel like is something that is not necessarily helping his case, I guess, to stay as the Browns quarterback. But in terms of being a viable option and a person who needs to be considered given the quarterback play in this league from some starters, I think Shedeur is kind of proving that he should be getting a look at being a starter in this league, whether it is in Cleveland or somewhere else.
He definitely deserves a look. He's going to get it. What was the score yesterday of the game? The one win Tennessee Titans did beat the Browns 31-29.
Hey, hold on a second. They scored 31 and they held Myles Garrett to the least amount of pressures he's had all season. That's not on Shedeur for losing that game. It's also on Kevin Stefanski. Did you see the 2-point conversion call? He took Shedeur out of the game and tried to run a double reverse that failed, and the dude didn't know the play.
It was really bad. I will say there have been other 300-yard games. It must be 300-yard, three touchdown, or rushing touchdown.
Dusty said 300.
You know what's funny? Is that there's probably been a quarterback to do it since. But when you said that, I said, I know that's wrong because I remember Kelly Holcomb having a 400-yard passing game for the Cleveland Browns.
Kelly Holcomb.
How long ago was that?
I went and looked it up because I was like, no, I remember Kelly Holcomb balling out in a game for the Browns.
When was that, the 80s?
He had 392 in 2003. He had a 326-yard passing game against a three-touchdown, 326-yard passing game against the Chiefs.
Oh, okay. So
in 2002.
So it wasn't 303.
It must have also been with the rushing touchdown. It must have been like the culmination
I was given a fake stat earlier this morning.
I mean, he had a great game because he had a rushing touchdown, too.
Oh, yeah, he was great. He threw for 364 yards.
He also had 413 against Cincinnati in 2004. So
not quite as historical then.
Maybe he's the next Kelly Sanders.
I do believe the point remains the same, though.
Yeah. No, he should be the starter the rest of the way. Who else are they going to start at this point? So it should be him. And if he performs well enough, he'll have a chance to be the starter. But by no means, he's not guaranteed to be the starting quarterback next year for the Cleveland Browns. Still not yet.
No.
Absolutely
depends
not.
On who they draft.
We'll see where he's at.
They were talking about Deshaun Watson's going to have a chance to compete for the starting job. Wow. That was a real report from this weekend.
Deshaun Watson wishes he could do what Shador did. Okay. Based on what we've seen from Deshaun Watson over
at any point in his career now.
Based on what we've seen from Deshaun Watson in his time in Cleveland,
Cleveland.
He wishes he could have a game like Shador has.
Because
we know that he's just not the same player.
If it's time in Cleveland, then I agree.
I mean, yeah, if we're going back to Houston, then obviously, I mean, that version of Deshaun Watson was incredible, the quarterback play in Houston that he had when he had D-Hop and everybody like that.
It's a good run.
The running back was Arian Foster, wasn't it, too? Or was that Schaub? That was Schaub.
Arian Foster obviously was there, but I don't remember the exact time.
He ran all over the Bengals in one of those playoff games.
Stock up and stock down.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.